Welcome back.
We've returned from our hiatus.
Yeah, quarantine's going to give us some time to record, I guess.
Yeah. The only thing it took to get back to the situation was locking down the entire country.
Yeah, all it took was a pandemic to get us to record again.
Yeah, man, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you been living?
Holy shit. It's crazy. I don't even know what we're talking. I guess we're just going to talk about how crazy shit is. I don't know, man.
Everybody else is doing it.
I don't know, man. First off, to any of the listeners out there also in lockdown, you know, Tom and I are going to be trying to just keep pumping these out, I guess, for entertainment, you know, just so you know you're not out there alone.
Yeah, yeah. Keep an eye out for it on Spotify.
Yeah, we're going to keep advertising, hitting people up, letting them know. obviously not all going to be about the pandemic and stuff. We're just going to be our normal stupid selves, but you know, we got a lot of fucking free time, and yeah. I feel like this will help us stop from fucking killing each other, being stuck together all the time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Just keep some sort of saneness.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got a new hookah.
You got a new hookah?
I got a new hookah for the for the quarantine. Shit's fire.
Is it? It's fantastic, guys. It's just funny. You really start to see what's important when things get less available.
Yeah, dude.
People are like, what should stay open? Liquor stores, hospitals, and video game stores. In that order.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's pretty much my stockpiling. I went out, got some like pasta and some frozen mac and cheese or whatever, but I got two bottles of whiskey, a new hookah, and like probably 3 months worth of hookah tobacco. Yeah. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Just everyone said, and that's one thing that you and I spoke about very frequently. The numbers aren't there, but the hysteria is insane. Everybody's locking it down. It's so unknown. That's what we were really hitting is the uncertainty of this virus.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm really glad we're segueing. No, but anyway, I'm really glad we're branching into this too, because it's something that I've seen a lot of, and it's a lot of people downplaying this.
Yeah, right. It's just uncertainty.
It's uncertainty, but it's like when I talk to you and Alex and K Cheese and what it's really about. You know what I mean? Like the hysteria. So a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, it's fine. It's the flu kills more people. This isn't that bad or whatever it is. To me, it's like this is just a fucking wake-up call that the world cannot stop the spread.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think that this is the next plague. I don't think this is the next plague, but as people continue to spill into, you know, parts of the world where we previously weren't due to overpopulation, deforestation, just spreading our reach on this globe, we're going to be continuously introduced to new diseases and new viruses from those previously untouched areas.
Yeah.
And the next one could be worse or whatever it is. This is just like a cough and it kills like old people and people with like pre-existing conditions. But no one could stop the spread.
No, man. And that's really what it comes down to is like, even myself, I was very much downplaying it. But I was very much downplaying it because when I looked at it, it wasn't that nothing about any of the numbers were worrisome whatsoever. Until people started shutting things down. I'm like, why? Why are you guys doing this? And then everything started getting shut down. I'm like, just a cough that kills old people. Really? But it's just that's how we handle things now.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is a trial run for the next bad thing. That's what this is. It's not like,
each sickness is a trial run for the next sickness.
Yeah, but each sickness is not a pandemic.
Most of them are, yes. A pandemic is just a disease that travels across a nation's border.
No, that's an epidemic. A pandemic is global.
Pandemic is global. Epidemic is one.
Okay.
That's what, yeah, you just said epidemic.
Yeah, but if there's a sickness in the USA and then Canada, it's not a pandemic.
Yes, yes it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's all to the jurisdiction of the CDC. There's no actual metric to judge a pandemic. It's just if it spreads.
This is the beauty of phones. I can fact check myself here.
You go ahead, man. I get words of the day from Merriam-Webster.com delivered to me every day.
Yeah.
And for 2 weeks, they were saying the difference between epidemic and pandemic. And I read it every day during my lunch break.
Okay, so you're just looking at this as this is just what we do now. So, like, now the seasonal cold is shutting down New York City. That's how you view it.
Yeah.
I think that's an absurd way to view it.
All right.
I really do. Because, yeah, the cold, we know how to treat the cold. The flu, we have vaccines for that. Measles, we have vaccines for that.
Yes.
We have vaccines for these threats.
Yes.
We do not have a vaccine for this. We don't even have a proper treatment for this. It's like, hopefully you get over it.
Yes.
That's what makes it bad.
Yeah, that's every new disease that comes across.
Right,
yeah.
This is the new disease.
Yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's a bad deal. Yes. Yeah, but you're just like, oh, it's just a cold. This is just how we do things now. Like, your language downplayed it.
That is not how that was said. But okay, we'll listen to it back later.
Yeah, I think so, because you're like, oh, this is just how we do things now.
No, that is exactly what I said. I said that because that... You were saying that this is the test drive for the next sickness. And each new sickness is the test drive to the next new sickness.
Right, and I think people just got...
So that's how we do things now. We treat the new sickness like we're treating the corona right now. And each new sickness will be this plan of action.
Oh, okay, I get it. Oh, okay. See, when I... Because from your tone, because you just... I don't know, we were vibing, now you just went back down to your monotone, like, oh, this is just how we do things now. And I don't know why that came out. But it sounded like the way you presented it was just like, we're just a bunch of idiots that, like, we just overhype everything. Like, that's what it came across as.
Well, we definitely do that 90% of everything.
No.
But this was the whole thing of, like, because of the uncertainty, it's like, are we panicking too much or are we not panicking enough?
Yeah.
And that's like, yeah, like, should I be, like, hiding in my closet? Like, should I be hiding in my bathroom? Hiding in my bedroom?
Though.
And, like, not talking to anyone over the phone because the virus can go through radio waves now.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's the next virus. Check it out in 2024 when we get the electronic virus. Yo, I'm calling it, bro. Shout out to Wuhan. It's your fault.
Shout out. No, man.
I don't care what anybody says, man. That's not insensitive to anyone except for the person that called. That's like me hitting someone and being like, don't yell at Tom. Don't make fun of Tom.
Yeah, dude. This whole, like, everyone jumping on President Trump for talk. Cause I'm not a Trump defender.
I can vouch for that, saying that Mitch is not whatsoever a Trump defender.
No, I fucking hate Trump. I think he's a fucking buffoon. But him calling it the Chinese virus and people getting an uproar about it, I'm like, I just don't see why.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm like, where did this come from? Wuhan, China. Okay. All right. So, it's the Chinese virus.
It's the Chinese virus. Yeah.
If it originated here, it would be the American virus.
And that would be
would not have a fucking problem with that.
No, because
America. We did that. Like, the whole world is shut down now because something came from here. So, yeah, the American virus.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They get their names. Like, the Spanish flu is called the Spanish flu because in World War I, when it was killing 50 million people and infecting one-third of the world population, Spain was the only one was like, don't worry, guys, you keep killing yourselves. We'll fix the virus. Or we'll fix the bacteria, whatever sickness.
Yeah, so Spain actually combated the Spanish flu, and then it just got called the Spanish flu.
Yeah, because
you think they bitched about it? You think they're like, that's racist?
I don't think so. All,
no, they're just like fine, we did it.
We also don't have social media back in 1910.
Yeah, so everyone who feels any type of way can't go out there and express and rally up anybody else who's feeling slightly that type of way. It's crazy, dude. Yeah,
side note, get a job.
Well, kind of hard to now. But, like, once this is over, get a fucking job.
Call a pizzeria place.
Yeah, I can't stand it, dude.
No, but I'm just saying that for people that want to make a living off of social media.
Yeah.
I do not like you.
No, dude. I think that's so funny, bro. I posted that on my Instagram. I posted that on my Instagram story. And I'm like, yo, I know we're all going through tough times, but could you imagine all those people whose main income is book me for events? Like, nah, yeah, events canceled, stupid. Like, good job. So, like, you are the least needed profession. You are the least needed profession.
Yeah, I hope people realize that. It's like, yo, like, I do my art stuff and my whole platform, social media. Like, I got the books, I got the music, I got all the other stuff. And yeah, Instagram is my main platform.
Yeah.
But I'm not making a living off of pretending to be someone on social media.
Dude,
I don't care how good your life is, stop it.
Yeah, dude, it's really crazy because, like, just being a hot girl and getting hired to exist in a space is only going to work when the economy is booming and people are burning money.
Yeah.
Like, the second...
That is, like, the ultimate accessory occupation.
That their job is to be an accessory.
Yeah.
That's what, like, you are just a luxury service.
Yeah. 100%.
That is all... You are a luxury accessory. Yeah. That is all you are. And...
It's what a lot of, like, these MLM garbage things are.
I don't even know what that is.
It's pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's pyramid scheme in millennial speak.
Multi-level marketing. Yo, fuck all of you people, too. Like, I feel bad for people. Oh, my God, dude. People actually fall for that shit. People actually fall for that shit.
Welcome back to the situation.
Yeah, we're back. We just can't stay serious, dude. It's just not worth it.
No, man.
You know what I mean? It's not worth it. But, yeah, dude, those MLMs, like, fuck you. You want to – and I feel bad for people because they, like, they genuinely just get tricked into it.
Yeah, they do.
Like, and I feel bad –
I don't know how, man. They're so persuaded. They're so like, this is a great idea that's going to make me money. And probably, if I do it well enough, this will be my full-time job.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I got sucked into a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, but you were like 17.
Yeah, I was 17. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, you know, you throw a couple $100 at it, realize it's bullshit, and you walk away. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what you do. And my parents were supportive for some fucking reason when they should have been like, you're an asshole. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, 100%, dude.
You know, they're like, yeah, definitely. No, good. Do it. I'm like, fucking no. You should have sat me down. Like, you're stupid. You know
what I mean? Bro, because I think every cocky 17-year-old
needs to be
embarrassed by trying to sell knives to their best friend's mom.
That's not true. No. Cucko is not a pyramid scheme.
No, not Cucko. There was other.
Oh, there was? Because I did Cucko, and I don't.
But it wasn't Cucko.
The Verve shit.
That's gross.
I did Verve.
That's that nasty energy.
Yeah, that shit was disgusting.
I remember when you were moving, and we were moving your
had hella boxes of it
out to Schenectady.
Yeah.
Yo, you had what, like 8-9 cases in it?
Nah, dude, it was like 4 or 5. It's whatever you got with the buy-in. Dude, it was so stupid. But like, yeah, I was 17. When it happened, you know what I mean? I feel like you have a certain window of your life to where being sucked into a pyramid scheme is like, that's just a learning lesson.
It's like Pinocchio, bro.
Yeah, it's like, all right, okay, hey, you're stupid. You realize you're stupid? Yeah, I was stupid. Okay, cool, move on. But there are people, college graduates, signing on for pyramid schemes.
Hey, yo, real quick. If you are one of, like, the 4 people that have signed up for one of these things and made a living out of it, congratulations, man. Because what? That is impossible.
No, fuck them. Because they make a living off of it by preying on the other people who are put in debt by it.
Oh, so they're just scumbags.
Yeah, they're scumbags. Because pyramids...
So no.
Yeah, no, fuck no. All of you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Awful people.
Yeah, no, fuck you. Yo, those be... No, if you are currently a member of a pyramid scheme, you do not get to vote. Your voting rights are taken away.
If you are a boss babe or one of those, like, what are they called, the dudes with the pyramid schemes?
Oh, dude, I don't even fucking know.
Losers?
Losers, virgins,
whatever.
Con men.
If you identify as one of those people, stop. Please just, I don't know, get a real job. It's hard because the economy's crumbling and everything, and I get that. But, like,
Dude, pyramid schemes are going to collapse at this point.
If people can't pay their bills, they're not going to buy your knives, your energy drinks, your shampoos.
This economy might fucking like put pyramid schemes almost extinct.
I hope so.
For at least a while.
Because, dude, it's like what we were saying, like the whole conversation that we had that moral and ethics only come when survival is not a necessity.
Yeah.
These are accessory occupations that I like to talk about that they're only around because a bigger industry is there. Like, you know, you have your main industries. You have your industrial, you have your manufacturing, you have your retail, things like that. But then you have those accessory occupations, which are just parade off, like just splintered off of those bigger ones. So like, I would even go as far as like a finishing shop. Like, I work in the metal industry.
Right.
So a lot of our parts need to be finished with either like a hard anodizing, zinc plating,
galvanizing,
like that. Powder coating, all these different processes. You can find other parts and cut and clients to service. But when it comes down to it, these processes are really only around to better the manufacturing industry. So they can tie themselves into manufacturing industry. But realistically, they're just the accessory occupation that's related to these.
Right. They're just like the sprinkles on the ice cream.
Exactly.
That's all they are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's like me, right? Like, I'm in construction, but I'm not like in infrastructure. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not constructing buildings. I'm not putting up roadways or anything. I do store installs. Like, I'm the construction for consumerism, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I'm an accessory in the construction field. You know what I mean? Yes. I'm not like given. We're union contractors, so we contract a lot of carpenters, painters, and stuff like that. And they are, you know, necessary. And they go out and provide those, like, absolutely needed services.
Definitely.
But as for my company and where our niche market is kind of in, is, like, we are on the consumerism side.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know, we thrive when the economy thrives. We hurt when the economy hurts. Yes. Like, we are not immune to the economic issues.
Yes.
Like, at all. So, you know, So, yeah, like, that's what, like, we're the sprinkle on the ice cream, my company. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I'm not saying that accessory occupations. I'm not saying that these types of jobs are bad. They are necessary for the American way because you can't have an arm if you don't have a bracelet on it. Shout out to Johnny Depp. That man wears a ridiculous amount of accessories.
And he pulls it off.
He does, man. He
like,
really does.
I wish I could be that level of eccentric and just be like, that's just how he is, and he nails it.
Yeah, man, all the time.
You know what I mean? With his, like, dangly feather earring and shit and the fedoras.
Dude, the man's, like 55 years old.
Dude, and he is just more, he can pull off more bold style than, like, a 20-year-old.
Oh, I believe that.
You know what I mean? And, like, I don't even
think. And he's even been sexually assaulted by a woman. He's like the pioneering, like, man of tomorrow. Johnny Depp is the man of tomorrow. My tattoo is so itchy,
dude.
I can't slap
it. I don't. How do you feel about that men being sexually assaulted thing?
I don't know, man. Unless a dude, because we had this conversation, I really liked it, but I honestly feel that.
Dude, it's wild. I just want to say it's fucking wild. We've been talking for 20 minutes. We were like, yeah, coronavirus, and now we're talking about sexual assault, man.
Yes.
Like, the transitions are just wild right now.
No, but I will say that, and I know you share the same point, or the same view on this. Men really can't get sexually assaulted. And...
Well, by women.
By women, yes.
Yeah, I would say that.
But saying that comes as a double-edged sword because we are saying that men are stronger than women because a woman cannot control a man physically unless they are bigger than them. And
see,
the majority are not.
Right. And I see where you're coming from, and that's not where I stand essentially. To me, it's like, oh, you have a boss that's making you stay after because she wants you to fuck her or whatever, or you have a teacher. Like, all those hot teachers. You remember that, like, surge?
Yes.
Like, 2 years ago with all these insanely hot teachers being, like,
demonized, you know, almost.
Well, not deep, obviously. You know, just, like, convicted of like sexually assaulting their younger male students, I would cut off my fucking foot to have fucked some of my high school teachers. Are you kidding me? Like, we are guys. Yeah. Our dicks are ready to go at any point of time before we're like 33.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From like 12 to 13 to 30. You got a solid 20 years of us ready to fuck anything at any time.
Yeah.
And I think it's bullshit. You're like, oh, she victimized him. No, that is every child's fantasy.
Exactly.
What he just did. Yeah. What he just got. That hot ass teacher, yo, I'd fuck her too. And do not victimize me. I am a legend if I do that.
Well, that was a whole episode on Glee back in the day. Did a whole thing about like one of the football players getting taken advantage of by his babysitter.
But you know, I don't know though, because I think it really comes in with an age gap too, because I can see. Yeah, now I'm putting a lot of thought into it. It's so now it's just like, I think we're hitting it with a blanket statement and trying to be humorous about it.
Yeah, but we also come from that type of environment that was, you know, every middle school guy's dream was to have something happen with an attractive teacher.
Right. But then they're like, there are definitely guys out there that don't want that. You know what I mean? I can see that. So I wouldn't say, I think, but I just, Johnny Depp being sexually assaulted by a woman
seems
a lot. Like, adult men being sexually assaulted seem like a lot. Like, preying on a child, I can see that.
That could be
like that. Yeah, I can definitely see that affecting you negatively. You know what I mean? 100%.
Adult male?
But like, how would a woman even sexually assault me? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, man.
Like, how would that even work?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to say no. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, like, no. No, sorry. If I can't get it up, how are you sexually assaulting me?
Of course. This is my choice.
Yeah.
Even if it's not my choice, it's my choice.
And then, like, what are you going to do? Hold me down? Like,
I'm
6'3".
No one's going to mess with you.
Yeah,
as
like,
far as that goes.
That's really interesting, man. It's a definite weird thing. But, like, I don't know about this whole Me Too movement from
men. The men.
That sounds pretty wild, bro. I don't know. I'd say there's been a handful of teachers that I was down for. Like, and that would have made my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's situational. You know what I mean? I don't really want to come off as completely ignorant. We're definitely just trying to be humorous right now.
We're trying to be humorous, but now that we're, like, putting that thought into it, it's kind of like, wait a second, how can this really?
Yeah, because I think Lil Wayne had like an interview where like babysitter like sexually assaulted him when he's like 11.
Well, that was because Birdman forced that happen.
Yeah, Birdman. That's a weird thing. Look into Birdman and Lil Wayne kissing. Like, Google that, because that's a thing that happened for a long time.
Did you watch that documentary that I was watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They just kiss on the lips, and they're like, that's what homies do. I'm like, that is not what homies do at all. I have never, like, just like, hey, what's up, bro? Mouth to mouth.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's respect. No, the fuck it's not. That's weird as shit.
Birdman is in the same group of people that make money off of MLMs.
Dude, it's really crazy the amount of people that we allow to vote in this country.
It really is, man. And now they want to give people in prison the right to vote?
Well, I think that should depend.
On what?
You go to prison for a pot charge and now you can't vote? That's stupid.
Well, that's only when you're in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Prisoners in prison, they're putting ballots in prisons.
Oh, that's weird.
Right?
Yeah, that's really weird. What's even the point of that? Like, you're just in prison.
Get more votes.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know if I'm supposed. I'm not.
Well, dude, Republicans are so good at suppressing voters. We're now turning to prisoners. For anybody, like.
Yeah, man. But whatever party it is, it's just you're both wrong.
Yeah, no, that's seriously what. No, dude, because I'm thinking. You know, there are people in this country that stopped drinking Corona because they thought they were going to get the coronavirus. Like, we allow them to vote. They vote. They have a say in how this country is run. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, dude, there's such a long list of people that should just not be able to fucking vote. Like, if you're one of those people who are like 450 pounds and they need those little motorized scooters to go to their Walmart trips for their double stuffed Oreos, guess what? You don't get the fucking vote because you can't even handle yourself.
No, man. Yeah. You want to say like, oh, but this is my country, my rule. No, dude. You can't. You are not a good example of what a human should be.
No, dude. And I love watching like the rallies too. Right, like the Daily Show sends out its correspondence to rallies, yeah. And I think it's so funny how stupid they make Trump supporters look. But they had Trump supporters just like, yeah, Space Force. And they're like, what is Space Force? It's Space Force.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, what is that? Well, we can't trust NASA, but we can trust Trump to tell us what's really out there.
Trump controls NASA.
Are you fucking serious? No, none of you get to vote. Like, fuck
you. The only thing I trust in this world that I've only thing that I can trust is NASA.
Sorry, I was smoking the hookah. I would agree with you immediately, but I was doing something.
If you want to come to me and say I don't trust NASA, you are the problem.
Yeah, and you shouldn't get to fucking
and you
vote.
Shouldn't get to vote. If you don't believe in the moon landing, don't vote.
If you think the Earth is flat. Can't vote. And you get to get hit in the head with a shovel.
We will supply the shovel.
Yeah, the full service. I'll do full service for that. I'll smack you with a shovel.
It's
personally.
Like the Supreme Crowbar, but we have the Situation Shovel.
Situation Shovel to smack flat earthers. We should have a merchandise line.
We should. If any of our listeners, all four of you, because I don't even know, do people still listen to this?
Dude, there's no way. We definitely, like, we weren't even on, but whatever we were on, we fell off.
But. Yeah, if any of our friends know, we'll put it under the umbrella company that I'm starting.
No.
It's okay, I already own the rights.
No, you don't. Not the situation.
Oh, yeah. You just have a trademark. Yeah. Look into the contract that I made you sign when you were drunk the other night.
I never signed a contract.
We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, just I'm not signing anything.
Just in case in 30 years you're like, you can't do this, my haha.
No, you don't have a contract. Anyway. I never signed anything.
I know. But anyway.
It's fine, dude. I'll just give you like a pack of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
sell me back
signed
the
on the back of my Mewtwo. I have a jumbo-sized Mewtwo card. That is the one card I have here.
Oh, yeah, the one.
Yes.
Yeah. No, dude, like, it's just fucking crazy to me. How, like, voting should not be a right, and neither should, like, procreation. I mean, there's so many people that should not have kids.
That was a Lil Uzi Vert line in his new album that just dropped. He's like, he made a joke about like the Nile River in Egypt, and he's like, and if you don't get that last line, you shouldn't have kids. It's like, yes, because if you are over the age of 12 and don't know what the Nile River is, you probably shouldn't ever be. You shouldn't be allowed to vote anywhere.
No, and if you've never had a job, you don't get to vote. Like, I firmly believe that. Like joking aside, if you have never had employment, you do not get to vote.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I completely agree.
If you have never paid taxes, you do not get to vote.
No, yeah. Pay your taxes first and then tell me what to do.
Yeah, dude. Yo, fuck, bro. This country's so stupid.
I supported your food stamps. Don't tell me what to do in my country.
Well, I don't want to get into, like, this whole welfare hate thing. That's a weird thing.
Yeah,
that's a weird.
Let's not go down.
Yeah, we're not doing that because.
So
I'm for welfare. Just saying.
I'm for whatever. I'm not gonna say what I'm for because I'm gonna get in trouble. We'll be right back after this ad.
To your mother. Hey guys, it's Tom from The Situation. Just here to tell you about the platform we're actually using to get this podcast out. It is called Anchor. It's creation tools that allow us to record and edit the podcast right from my phone, actually. And it actually distributes the podcast for us, so I have to do very little work for this. You make money with the podcast, which is what I'm currently trying to do. And it's everything you need to make in a podcast in one place. That was the last bullet point I just read. Anyway, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Get the Anchor app.
Okay, we're back. That was Tom, I need to revoke your sound effect privileges. The man just added like four sound effects to this fucking podcast.
It was necessary.
It was not necessary. It's like 100, dude. It's like 3 minutes. It's just sound effects for us.
Yeah. What was that? We had one episode where the whole intro was like 20 minutes. It was like an hour and a half show, and 20 minutes of that was the intro.
Oh, man, it's crazy. On that one. No, man, but no, but seriously, back to just like the topic at hand, and it's kind of at hand for everybody. It's the coronavirus. And if you are traveling during this, understand that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, understand all those spring breakers, you are the worst America has to offer. Understand that. And I know, and I, you know, I fucking hope that the people I follow on Snapchat and Instagram hear this, and I'm, because I posted rants on there, and I hope they watched them, because you're bad fucking people. Well, you're not gonna stop me from fucking going on spring break. Yeah, dude, I would have fought you like on site.
No, you know, it's just not worth it. In these days, you know, it doesn't matter, because I was gonna get a whole weekend to Puerto Rico for $20.
Yeah,
Airbnb. Flight there and back, Friday to Monday in Old San Juan, like $150.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
I spent more going to Buffalo.
Yeah.
But it just came down to the fact of like, this it's not worth it.
It's not worth it, dude. Like, who do you know you're going to give that to? And then somewhere down the line, someone's abuela, like, fucking dies.
Yeah, man. You can't kill no abuelas.
You know what I mean?
Abuelas are the only reason why we live in this world.
Abuelas are, like, the best, dude. Like, Spanish grandmas, Italian grandmas, and black aunties are just the reason the world turns.
Yeah, the trifecta.
Like, it's just the reason the world turns.
Thank you.
But... No, seriously, like, all those people down in Florida, like, the millions of people on spring break right now, they're like, oh, we've been playing this for months, man, you know what I mean? We're out here, if I get it, I get it. No, it's bro, not, it's about not about you. It's not about you. You'll be fine. You know how many retired people live in fucking Florida, you idiot? How many at-risk people of dying?
But that's a crazy thing, too. Florida? They were just as stupid.
Who?
The old people in Florida, bro.
Why?
Because they were out there suntanning the entire weekend. They were out there playing golf. They were out there doing everything they used.
Yeah.
They were out there on the beaches. The government, the state of Florida, I think back on Thursday, which would have been the 12th, were saying that now they have the authority to arrest anyone on the beach.
That's awesome, dude. I was talking on the phone to somebody, and I was like, you know, those spring breakers all down there just being fucking dicks, that would have been the only time I'm like, fucking tear gas them. Like, just tear gas the fucking beaches. I'll be like, yes, I'm just down here, get drunk, like, huh, docks, the bars are closed, bars taking the most of it. It's like, I'll fucking tear gas the shit out of you. I would pummel you to death in the sand with a riot shield. You know what I mean? Yeah, and that would be deserving.
It's like, I saw a bunch of people on Instagram. They're like, much needed vacation. Really needed it. And like, that's great, man. I'm glad you had a good time, but just understand like the consequences that can come from this.
Yeah, dude.
Like, are not small.
No, they're anymore. Not.
And this is the crazy part. It's because like what we were talking about before with the uncertainty.
Yeah.
There's no way to be positive in any of your actions will help not spread the virus.
Yeah.
Like, the only real thing that you can do to prevent it is stay indoors.
Yeah. That's really it, man. It's like, and it's just crazy too, because it's not even like short-sightedness that it doesn't apply to you. Like, I can see how will this affect, you know, 20 people later down the line that I've never even met before. I can see how that could be lost on someone as stupid as these people who plan spring break 4 months in advance.
Yes.
To me, you are already a low-tier person. But I could see how that would be lost. But think about your families who you are returning home to. Yeah. You are now just getting drunk, making out, sharing cups, sharing bottles, sharing cigarettes, sharing jewels, sharing joints, fucking handing, stuffing bills up your nose and doing lines of coke with whoever you find. Whatever it is you want to do on spring break, you have to go home with your fucking family. Because yeah. I know for a fucking fact, anyone on spring break is not out there living on their own. Like, that is not happening. So you go back to your mom and your dad, and even though you may have not had coronavirus, and even though even if you do get it, you'll be fine. But now your parents in their 50s or their 60s now contracted it.
Yeah.
And now they're at risk.
Yeah, and most of the families nowadays live in a two-family home, and like their grandparents will live with them. Or multi-parts of the family will live together. Now you're not bringing that home to just your mom and your dad. You're bringing that home to your grandma. You're bringing it home to that grandpa. And chances are, if they're living here, they're not too well off.
Yeah.
So you're bringing one of the most... You're bringing pretty much a bazooka to a barrel of fish.
Yeah.
And yeah, us as 20-year-olds can take the metaphor as like with the bazooka, but we're also like 3 football fields away and we're running.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to hit us. And if it does, we just fall down. But like, you're bringing this into like a fish in a barrel. You're here. You're going to kill these people.
Yeah.
Dude, so just be comfortable knowing that.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable knowing that if you go on spring break living with grandparents and you have a very high possibility of being the thing that kills them, then go have a fun time on your spring break.
Seriously.
That's not my problem. You know, if you want to make bad decisions, that's your fault. You do you, boo-boo.
Yeah. Like, yo, it's really, it's just really trash.
Just know that's what you're doing.
Like, it's really trash, dude. Like, the amount of people that I follow and have known and have been friends with over the years that are just like, I'm going on spring break. Coronavirus can't stop me. And I'm like, you're a fucking dumb cunt. Like, you are. You know what I mean? All these people like, oh, whatever, you know, oh, in Nashville for my birthday or in Florida for spring break or went to Puerto Rico or out in Cali. Like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, you are. And I hope the virus mutates and fucking kills young people because you deserve it. Like, you deserve it for just being so stupidly ignorant. You know what I mean? They shut down New York City.
Yeah.
This is not like it's not a big deal. This is a fucking huge deal. It stopped this country. It stopped the world.
They shut down countries.
Italy is closed. Like, all of it is like, no.
Like, it was funny, man. I was listening to NPR, and they were saying because of all these border closures, you have people that are working cross-country.
Yeah.
And these borders are just, you know, a drawbridge or something like that. They're not like the Mexican border we have here.
Yeah.
You're having these people that are driving, and they're like, hey, I'm trying to get to my home, which is across the country. They're like, no, you're not allowed in this country. And they're like, no, I live there. Like, no, but, like, the border's closed.
Yeah, but, like, no. Not for now, you don't. Like, you can live here after, but right now you do not live in this country. Yeah. You're over there. Like, you stay over there.
But it just got to a point that they're like, no, like, we have to get home to our families. And now only as soon as you cross as soon as you're in a country, you're there now.
Yeah, you
live in a different country.
It's just like insane to me that
travel is non-existent now.
That you can
don't
look
pretend that you can go places.
Yeah, it's crazy that you can look around at everything that's going on and just be like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like it is. It is a big deal. And like, oh, it's overhyped. It's definitely overhyped by people on social media.
Yeah.
But the CDC, I think, is approaching this appropriately. And they are the ones closing shit down.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization is like, no, this is fucking, we should stop this.
Yeah,
because they know the potential
exactly
of where
that's
this can go.
Their entire job is to know how far this can spread.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, and everyone's like, oh, look at no big deal. That's because they shut everything down.
Exactly.
If they were just like, fuck it, do you, this would be so much worse.
Look at Germany.
I don't know anything about Germany right now.
So Germany, I'm good. Don't worry about me.
What?
So Germany decided to say, hey, it's not our right as a government to tell our people what to do. We will recommend that, you know, they be careful.
Yeah.
That's it. They went from 0 cases. They were one of the last countries to actually have a case. And they're up to, like, normal numbers for EU countries now.
Really?
And, like, half the time.
Well, yeah, dude. Like, London. Like, UK. They're not, like, shutting down bars and anything. They're just like, hey, we're suggesting you stay inside. And they're not closing schools.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister's like, no, we're keeping them open. And everyone in schools are like, stop. Like, can you stop this? Like, close the shit down. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. There's no reason. But there is reason to keep things open. But still, like, it's just...
It's crazy to me because if you just listen to the fucking, you know, all right, hey, self-quarantine, you know, if you got to work, work. I'm all for that. But the second you don't, quarantine. And if you just did that, if these spring breakers and these little fucking cucks did that, then our, you know, like bounce back would be cut down.
Yeah.
But like the fact that you guys like, you can't stop me. We are now, you're just prolonging this for the rest of the fucking country.
Yeah.
Like, you're a bunch of, like, oh my God, I can't even, dude. Like, you're just the fucking worst.
Yeah.
You're just bad people. Like, you are, because you show zero mindfulness. You know what I mean? I think this is something I came to this week. Is it's so weird. America is so weird. And I think that we're seeing that our capitalistic approach, like, not... the capitalistic approach, our capitalistic yes. approach is not the way to work in a global community. It's yeah. not, because now we're like, fuck. And it's like, shit, like we can't do this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And now everyone's, you know, being fucking laid off and shit. They don't have savings. They don't have any programs in place. Unemployment is crashing because of how many people are applying for it. People don't have healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have all of this shit and we're buried in our debt. And it's like, it's not working. And it's just so funny to me because, like, you know, you look around and you think, you see people and, like, the American attitude is like, I'm fucking American and I'm proud to be American and fuck every other American.
Yes.
Like, that's what it, like, we're not United citizens. We're like, I'm American, fuck you.
Yeah.
To you, also American.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like,
exactly.
That's how we are, man. And it's so fucked.
It's so funny because we were the people that came together to be the people that were together away from all the other people.
Yeah. And look at where we are now.
And now we're all just separated because we're like, oh, well, we're Italian Americans. We're Irish Americans.
We're African Americans, or you're African Americans. You know what I mean? And like, because that's what I think is so funny, right? In France, if you're French, you're French.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. There's no, well, I'm Afro-Asian French. Like, no, you're French. You're a Frenchman.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're French. Here it's like, well, you're African-American. You're Asian-American. You're Latino-American. You're whatever American. Like, we it's like even just in our day-to-day subliminal language, the separation of us.
Exactly. We're all Americans, guys.
Yeah, we are all Americans. You came here as an immigrant and you're American now. You're fucking American. You're here working on your American citizenship, and you're working towards that American dream. You're fucking American in my book. If you live in this country, you are American. You're American. That's it. I think we need to just stay there.
Yeah, man. But that's like a whole thing. That dives into a whole conversation I tried to have with one of our friends, Colin, about getting race taken off of...
like the census?
Yeah.
I think that would be a weird thing because it should.
Because then,
yeah, it should.
Because if you get rid of that, if you get rid of race off the census, then you can effectively demolish the EEO, which is the Equal Employment Offices.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you'd have to still deal with, well, it's, you wouldn't deal with, excuse me. You would have the separation between male and female workers, which there shouldn't really be any.
No.
So
I think that really depends on what field. That's, and I think it goes both ways.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there are definitely fields that women excel at way more than men.
Yes.
And should be
compensated
properly. And it's the same for men, too.
Yes.
Like, I think I'm going to let you finish, but I think that whole conversation is, I don't think equality is the right conversation. We are both very different.
Yes.
And we both have things that we excel at and things that we prosper. I mean, women give fucking life. Us men are not equal to that.
Correct.
You know what I mean? We're not.
I agree.
You know, so I think, like, it's just crazy. And I know, like, we definitely come off on this, you know, we're very humorous and like, yeah, women suck, you know, they're so confusing, whatever. But like, no, I hold, like, women in such a high regard. Like, you bring
100%.
Life into this world. I am not on the same fucking level as you. and I never can be.
That was really funny though too, because it's a very good interpretation of the type of system that we have. If you ever saw that Rick and Morty episode, I haven't watched any of the new ones, but there's one that was inspired by this science fiction story of a planet that is ruled by women.
Oh yeah, and the males were like, and they the breed with the like, robots. Yeah, yeah, and that was when Morty fucked a sex robot. Yeah,
exactly. But like, that's kind of like what, that's the difference between us, is like, we are we're like workhorses and we'll do all the grunt work.
Yeah.
But like, we understand that most women are smarter than us.
Oh, 100%.
And they're much easier to organize themselves.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I like to think that I'm a fairly organized man. I like things clean and things like that. But there's a lot of dudes that are like, I don't need to clean. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't need to have really any organization. I just know that I go to work, I come home, and then I go to work out, and then I come home.
I feel attacked.
Well, that's just because you're a very good poster boy for the American male.
Oh, that makes me feel awful. But yeah, I get it.
Like, what do you mean, dude? You're a sad dude in the 20s living with another sad dude in his 20s.
Yeah.
We are Americans.
The American dream, right?
This is America.
Yeah, dude. No, man, it's really crazy. Like, I don't think that we are equal, you know? I really don't. I think women are far superior to men in most ways. You know what I mean? I really do. And I think I agree with you. A lot of women are way more intelligent than men. But I also feel that women almost on a subconscious level stunt their intellectual potential because they have, because they're like, I need a mate. You know what I mean? And they are also stupid. Like,
no, exactly. You know what I mean?
Cause don't get me wrong. I know some stupid fucking women. You know what I mean? I really do. Hey, listen, I know a lot of stupid fucking guys too. People in general are stupid. It's not sexist, but I just do. And I'm like, you know, I feel that you're a lot better than this. I'm going to be honest with you. I really do. But I also feel you're doing this because men are just so fucking stupid and so fucking simple. And you're just like, I have to be stupid. So I appeal to them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Which is so fucked.
It's so funny though.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that tangent, man. I thought that was a good talk, though.
That was a fun talk. But I enjoyed that.
Talking about EEO before.
EEO.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we take race off the census, Mitch.
Yes. Yeah, here we go. Back.
I feel like you'd really be able to disband that entire organization because it'd be unnecessary. Because we're all American.
No.
But then people could also say that that's wiping culture. Well, no, it's not wiping culture. If you are any ethnicity in a different country, in a foreign country to what you identify as, you are that country's citizen, and so you are a part of that country primarily.
Yeah, and also another thing is too,
you can have your culture, but you are
American.
You are an American, or you are a Frenchman, or you are an Englishman.
Right, and I agree with you there, because again, like, America does not have really its own culture. We have baseball, Twinkies, fried everything, and consumerism. Like, that's our culture.
Yeah.
As, like, strictly American. And then we absorb all the other cultures of everyone else here.
Exactly.
And that's what gives us our culture. Our culture is imported.
But that was the whole basis of America when we started. And through is that, hey, we don't like where we came from. We know that you might not like where you come from. Let's try to figure it out here.
Right, and that's what I'm saying too, is like, you know, I think appropriation of culture is very prevalent, but I feel like the lines are blurred in a way. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I feel like that's very much correct.
Yeah, like, everything cannot just be cultural appropriation.
No.
Like, we are the melting pot. So
we should be appropriating all culture.
Well,
that's if we were to really live as the American way.
Yeah, but like, cultural appropriation goes to doing like blackface. And
no, that's not right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not good.
and, you know, the white boys trying to be black. You know what I mean? Like, that's hardcore cultural appropriation that should not happen. But as for, you know, us, we're very big into hip-hop. We love hip-hop.
Well, I feel like all white guys are...
Yeah, we are. And it's so funny. People are like, that's not your music.
That's like, not our... It's American music.
It's American music.
It's American music.
It's American music. And thank you very much for making it. Like,
yes. No,
you
know, it's like, fantastic.
Shout out
keep
to like
doing it.
Yeah. Like, keep
you're
doing
great.
It. You're doing amazing. It, like, it's amazing. But like, you can't say like that's only for black people.
Exactly.
You can't,
or
like,
just
this is
any
American
sort of demographic.
Because then that goes back and forth. And again, I do not want to sound like, oh, we're playing victim, like we're white guys, we should have access to everything. That's not what I'm going off of here at all. What I'm saying is, it's a two-way street, right? So if the white people hating everybody else, very prevalent, cause a lot of fucking issues, right? Clearly. Yes. We are working on it. You know what I mean? You have people like us who don't do that, and we're like, no, okay. You know, I try to put people in check as often as I can. And
but at what point is putting people in check that much being beneficial rather than being?
Well, I think it's more of an ego boost for me. You know, it's more of a pride thing for me.
No, it's definitely a pride thing.
To be like, you're one of the bad white people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but does that make you a good white person by being able to distinguish what a bad white person is?
I don't think that's the trait that makes you a good white person. I mean, like,
well, you're saying it's an ego boost for you. So I'm like, okay, so you're
yeah,
because
it's just like, yeah, you're wrong. It's being right versus being wrong.
Yeah,
that's the ego boost. Not like I'm the good white. Like, that's weird.
That's what I was. That's what
yeah.
I
see where you're coming from.
Like,
wait
a second. That sounded like I'm the good white people. Like,
well,
no, not the bad white people.
Well, I do look at myself like that. I'm like, no, I am on your gut. Like, I'm for, yeah, fuck white people. I'm so down with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man.
Like, I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm saying is it goes both ways, right? So if you have, like, here's hip hop, which is American, black music, but American music.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, this is only for us. You don't get it.
No. That is something that should be said about everything. Is that was a big realization I had to come to, because I was very uncomfortable with some people knowing the material that I was putting out. And it's like, I only want some people to listen to this. I only want the people I want to listen to this or to read this,
right,
to view this. But I'm putting it on a platform that has high visibility. It's highly trafficked. It is made for masses to be viewed.
Right.
So if you are putting something out anywhere that is something like what we're doing, or if you're one of those people that are on social media that don't like what comes from social media, don't do it.
Right.
Because you know this is what happens here. This is not, I'm going to release this just for my, I don't know, Italian friends in upstate New York. No, you're putting it on Instagram. Everybody's on Instagram.
Right.
There's more people on Instagram that are infected by the coronavirus, and that should scare you.
Yeah.
But if you are not welcoming to that idea, stop what you're doing now, because you are going to be one of the people that cause problems.
Yeah. And it branches off into a lot of things, and it goes way beyond black and hip hop. You know,
exactly.
it goes to like everybody trying to claim a culture and like you can have no part of this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That goes for everybody. You know what I mean? I think the hip hop one was just a very like clear cut example.
That was the best example I would say for that.
Yeah. And it's still discussed on message boards today. Like, you can still see comments like that. And I'm like, are you serious, man? It's like 2020. We can appreciate good music. You know what I mean?
No,
this is amazing.
Yeah, it's not about
we
it.
Might not be able to relate on the same level.
I feel like that's next level consumerism.
In what way?
Sole ownership of a public good. If you have something and you can claim something that you are proud of it. If I like vacuums and I want to open a vacuum store, I will buy out all the vacuums. And if you have a vacuum, I will try to get it from you. And I don't think you should have it.
That's really weird. You're opening a vacuum store, which means that you want people to have vacuums.
No, so I want to have all the vacuums.
So it's not a store. You're just trying to hoard vacuums.
Correct.
Okay. All right. This is a weird example. Can you think of a better example?
No.
No. We're doing the vacuum thing.
This is the best I can come up with.
Fuck. Okay. So you want all the vacuums.
So yeah, you want all the vacuum. You want all the hip hop. You want all those things. That's only for the group that you want.
Right.
So like, if I want to hoard all the vacuums, I'm only going to share the vacuums with who I see fit.
Right.
Maybe I think you should have a vacuum or two. Give you one or two. But that's only because I said so.
Right.
If you're putting out hip-hop into that type of marketplace where people are trying to get vacuums.
Yeah.
People need vacuums, Mitch. A lot of people don't realize that you need vacuums. Just like you need hip-hop.
This is so weird. This is, like, I am just looking at Tom right now, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And you should be expecting everyone to get vacuums, or everyone to try to get vacuums. You can't just limit the amount of people that get vacuums because you wanted to. You're putting it in a place that everyone has access to the vacuums.
Yeah, and I think... I'm going to try to get away from this vacuum analogy as fast as possible. I think that that it really should, like, something should be said, just going back to the hip hop thing, right? And or even like what Bad Bunny's doing to Latin music right now.
Yeah.
Like really opening up the gateways to, like, now it's appealing to a lot of other people outside of that culture.
Yeah, man.
And I think that it should almost be said that, like, that is an amazing thing.
I agree.
Like, you took this cultural niche and you made it appealing to the masses.
Exactly.
And now they can't get enough. If anything, that's something to be prideful of, not something you should try to rip back.
Exactly.
And then don't get me wrong, there are people who definitely go too far.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You got the white kids saying the N-word and singing along with lyrics. You know what I mean? You have that. That is a problem.
Yes.
They should not say that. And I think that, well, if they didn't want to say it, they should put in the salt. Like, shut up. That's
a weird line too, because
it's a weird
line. Like, I feel like there is a lot of, I'm not saying I am one, but you know, a lot of people that I work with come from, ooh, we're gonna run out of time on this. But all right, we'll be right back. The beep is back.
The beep is back.
We cannot go without the beep. No, but I have a lot of friends. Well, that's an awful way of saying that. I work with a lot of guys that come from neighborhoods that are mostly African-Americans, and they are all very comfortable saying the N-word.
Yeah, it's weird.
And me, being a kid that grew up in, you know, rural Jersey, that was only exposed to, like, that lifestyle for only a couple of years, like, I don't feel comfortable, and I don't feel comfortable when other white people say it.
Yeah, I don't like when white people say that word.
But that's the same kind of thing as when there was a Asian guy that was living in, like, the Bronx that was saying the N-word. And they're like, is this cool?
Dude.
But, like, I feel like it's a culture thing. It's not a culture thing. It's a neighborhood thing. Like, if you're cool in your neighborhood and you say it, and that's cool
with in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. Or if you're traveling with people that you know. But, like, just know that, like, I feel like that's a neighborhood thing.
I'm going to be honest, I really don't feel like any white, I don't care where you grew up, I don't care who your friends were, I don't feel like you should say that. And maybe, you know, you've been hanging out with your friends, you came from that neighborhood and you grew up doing it.
Yeah.
And your friends were just kind of like, hey, we give you the pass because you're with us.
Yeah.
That's fine. But there comes a point where, like, you're an adult now and you should have a better understanding of this social issue.
Yeah.
And it's time to correct your behavior.
That's a very good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I think it's a weird thing. Because I know a couple of guys who are like, oh, well, you don't even know where I grew up. It's like, what does that have to do with the race thing?
Yeah, man.
Like, you don't get to grow up as a white kid around, you know, minorities and be like, I'm a minority too. Like, no, that does not work.
Yeah, that's not how that
it's
works.
It's not how that works. You are not.
Correct.
And then it's also really weird too. Like, I see in a lot of, like, message board, like, comment sections and stuff like that. And it's like, yo, when did we give Asians the N-word pass? When did we give Spanish people the N-word pass? Like, when did this become acceptable for any minority to say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I definitely think the Asian saying those profanities came from like the Rich Chiga or Rich Brian now.
Yeah.
When he came out with that stick.
Yeah.
And they were like, what is he saying?
Dude, it's pretty crazy, man. Because like that word is them taking that word back. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's them, not back, them taking it away.
Yeah.
And saying like, this is our property now. You do not get to fucking say this because you know what I mean? Because yeah. that's where it came from, whatever. And they have that because of the history in this country.
Yeah.
And then you have like Asians and Spanish people saying it. And I'm like, I don't know if that carries over.
I don't know.
Because I'm fucking white. I don't know how any of that
really
works.
We really should get some other people in on this conversation.
Yeah, dude, I feel like this would be a cool discussion to talk about with, because, I mean, I know plenty of Spanish people that say it. I know Asians that say it.
Yeah.
You know, I know white people that say it. You know what I mean? So I would really like to get almost like a forum going, like a big discussion, and just be like, what makes that acceptable or not acceptable?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Just but like get an idea. Yeah. Like, you guys do you. Like, we can't tell you how to live your life.
Yeah, I can't say where to draw the line with that word. I have absolutely zero authority when exactly. it comes to that. You know what I mean? Neither.
Like, that's just something like I like to say during the episodes. It's just because I feel like you and I talk very directly.
Yes.
And I don't want people to listen to this and think that we're telling you what to do. We are just very direct people in the way that we talk about topics.
Yeah.
And it comes across like that, but please be assured that these are just our opinions supported by facts that we may have gathered through our travels.
Yeah, like it's really weird. I'm not going to tell anybody to say it or not to say it. I mean, I don't think white people should say it, but everyone else, that seems like a multicultural discussion that needs to be had.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I think that would be very cool to witness.
I think so, too. And I feel like it's very subjective, too, because, like, again, like, I love just going into, like, big, you know, those threads and just seeing the back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you will see, like, I've seen black people being like, what the fuck? Like, when did we ever? Like, that's not yours. You know what I mean? And I'm like, interesting. And then there's other people like, I don't care. And I'm like, interesting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Where is that?
And then you have like Donald Glover on a stand-up saying like, you know, white people need to say it more. We will lose some of you in the process, but we need to stop making this a big deal. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's really weird how polarizing that word is. Yeah. And I understand completely why it is as such. But
I do believe that the polarization of language that's coming from the people of America.
It's crazy.
Is like, this is, we are in a place right now of such craze and quarantine and all of this necessary hysteria, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter who you were yesterday. Right now, we got to be on a team. And if that means some of us have to swallow our pride with some stuff, let me know what I have to do to help the fight.
Yeah, man. I think that goes back to the point we made before. It's like, we are all Americans.
We're all Americans.
And it's time we start fucking acting like
it. We're all Earthlings too, bro.
Yeah.
We're all, it's America does it, but we are all Earthlings today.
Yeah.
And we gotta just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, we're all sharing this small rock.
Exactly.
Like, we are. And it's a small, small rock in the universe.
Yeah, man.
And it's the only place we got. And yeah. I think it's time we start, you know.
Elon's still, like, 50 years from Mars.
Dude, why the fuck would anyone want to go to Mars?
I don't know.
You
space.
You know how fucking awful that would be?
Dude, I'd go to space. I don't care. That's like the one thing I will never get. If I get the chance to go to space, I'm going to
There's
space.
Going to space, and then there's living on Mars. Those are different things.
That's like this square rectangle thing.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, I'd go to space. I'd do a couple orbits around Earth. I'd go up there for a month or two. Fuck, yeah. But I come back.
Yeah, I get you.
Then there's, you live on Mars. The planet is just red. It's dark. You don't get to breathe fresh air. You never get to feel grass again. You don't get to just go outside. None of that exists. You live on fucking Mars now.
There's a plan.
You never get to go outside, bro. Never.
There's plans. There are cool plans to live on Mars. I will not tell you what they are because I'm not going into that right now. But Bezos and Musk have some really cool plans on living on Mars.
Couldn't do it, man. I'd rather die here than go and survive on Mars. I'm gonna be honest with you. Fuck yeah, dude.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just remember, guys, we are Earthlings.
Yeah, we are Earthlings. We're all in this together during this quarantine.
Thank you, Gabriella.
What? High School Musical. Fuck her, dude. Holy shit. She's out here laughing at people dying. Oh, so
Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't see that? No. I thought that's why you just said that.
Woohoo! Wow, no, dude, you said we're all in this together,
yeah,
bro.
No, bro. She's getting dragged right now because she did like a IG live and she was like, it's not a big deal. Like, yeah, people die. Haha. Like, if you're like, what the fuck? Like, dude, fuck. Oh man, that's hilarious. Yeah, fuck Vanessa Hudgens right now. Like, but no, I don't know. I feel like this is a good place to stop. During the quarantine, I think we're going to be really pumping these out. You know what I mean?
Nothing else to do.
We got nothing else to do. It's going to help keep us sane.
I'm just taking Buddhist classes.
Yeah, Tom's taking Harvard Buddhist classes right now, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, man.
It's really cool. It's like everyone's going to be doing some things.
Find out what you like in these next couple weeks.
Dude,
find out what makes you you.
Quarantine, this is the time to go find hobbies.
Yo, for real.
Yo, you wanted to draw? Start drawing.
You got the time.
You wanted to read more? Here you go. You know what I mean? Hey, I really wanted this. You know, you got to, like today, I did some push-ups. I did like 10 push-ups in one set.
Nice.
Hurt. You know what I mean? It's cool. I get it. It's not a big thing, but by the end of this quarantine, by August or whatever, I want to be up to 40.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
You're setting goals.
40. You know, it's just those little things to help keep you sane. Give yourself some goals and whatnot. You know, reach out. You know, I have a plan. I'm just going to start calling people on the phone, just seeing how they are. You know what I mean? Like, hey, what's going on, man? Tell me how your life has been up until this quarantine thing. I haven't heard from you in a while. We're all busy adults. Now we're all getting a pause.
Yeah.
We're all getting a pause from life right now.
Yeah. That's really what this is.
You know, as scary as this shit is, everyone's hitting the pause button, and now it's time to just do the things you want to do. Not travel. Do not fucking travel. Aside from fucking traveling, figure out what you want to do. Think.
You got time to breathe now.
Yeah.
Right now, the earth is taking one giant breath in. The environment's getting better. Pollution's dropping faster than the stock market.
Yeah, which I think we're going to be talking about on another episode. I think that would be a really cool thing to dive into.
Oh, 100%.
This was just kind of like, this was a dip in our toes back in the water of the podcast. Like, that's what this was. It was, fuck. Yeah, we really went all over the fucking place with this one, but
it worked.
It worked, and we're back. Situation is back. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like, again, I mean, we're just two fucking 20-year-old guys in quarantine in a shitty apartment trying to figure out how things work. So, you know, if we're saying something that's wrong or something, feel free to, you know, reach out and help educate us, because, you know, we're only limited to our experiences and our knowledge, you know. And
The conversations. Yeah. We want to learn.
Every person is limited in that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, you are only limited to the knowledge of your life and your experiences and the people you have around you. So, you know, if we're saying something you disagree with, or we're saying something that you want to touch on or whatever, feel free to reach out to us. You know, we have contact information and everything like that. And, you know, we'd love to hear. I'm always down to be educated and whatever it is. You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not
that I don't think we're saying anything too controversial, but
if we are, let us know.
Yeah. You know, we definitely go with some jokes and stuff, and we might say some stupid shit. You know what I mean? Just take some stuff with, you know, we're just trying to make people laugh, especially now in this time of quarantine.
We might be ignorant, but we're not bigoted.
Yeah, dude. Completely. No, but yeah, it's just really weird. Again, it's just, I don't know. It's weird with this mic on, you know? It's just because when me and Tom have discussions, we can have these really long, drawn out, hold on, let me articulate that better. Hold on, yeah, wait, I don't like that. And this is like, I feel pressured for an entertainment factor with this podcast. And it's like, okay, but where do we get the laughs? Like, you know, where do we ease this up a little bit? How can we keep the pace up? Exactly. You know, how do we keep moving? What's the next subject? Yeah, here's like, the next segment. Going? Yeah, so because there's a lot of prep, because we did one, I think it was our second or third episode, where it was just us like diligently talking and discussing subjects, and everyone was like, "That was the worst." Yeah, like we were falling asleep and stuff. So that kind of pressured us to, you know, into this entertainment side of the discussion.
Yeah.
So again, too, like that's what I mean. You know, sometimes we might just say some dumb shit, and you know, just ride with us. You know what I mean? If you don't like what we're saying, you don't have to listen. We appreciate all our listeners. And yeah, again, like I'm serious about all those people I said that should not vote. And if you are one of those people and you're like, how dare you? And you stop listening, I'm fine with that. I don't want you to be a listener of this show.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Fuck you. But I think that's good, man. I think this is good. What? Like we're looking at hour 10 here. I think it's a good time to cut away.
Yeah.
But song all right. All right. Thom takeaway song of the day. But we're
my
back.
Song.
We're back, baby.
It's my song. My song is
my song. My song. Thom. Soul spot. My song.
Correct. It's on Apple Music. It's on the playlist. Podcast playlist.
Yeah, so I'd really like to tell you about this artist. Thom, you know, he's a guy.
It's me. There you go. Check it out. See you guys later.
Yeah, have a good one, guys. Stay sane.